CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. South Huron Mayor George Finch says there's a lot of residential development activity in the municipality. He says council recently saw a proposal for a 5-story, 83-unit apartment building, the first of its size in South Huron.
Monday night this past week, we had an application come forward through a public process for another development, and that would consist of 159 single-detached residential dwelling lots and 2 blocks of 84 residential dwellings. And that'll be right behind the South Huron Rec Center, that open space there.
Finch says they don't have enough people in South Huron to fill vacant jobs, so he's hoping when the supply of housing catches up with demand, it will bring prices down and attract new residents. The Nuclear Waste Management Organization has provided South Bruce with a donation toward the development of the Teeswater Medical Center. Here's Fiona Robertson.
A $519,000 contribution was made by NWMO through their near-term investment program. It's a funding program for communities that remain in the site selection process for the project to store Canada's used nuclear fuel.
The community is working to raise $2.6 million for the project. If elected Premier June 2nd, Ontario Liberal leader Stephen Del Duca says he would put a hard cap on class sizes at 20 students.
And in order to do that, we're going to hire 10,000 new teachers across the province of Ontario.
He says that would cost about $1 billion, and he's vowing no school closures under a Del Duca Liberal government. The leader of the Ontario NDP suggests a Liberal campaign pledge to cut class sizes is empty words. Andrea Horvath was asked during her campaign stop in Scarborough today.
Well, what I can say is no matter what Stephen Del Duca says now, he had 15 years to make sure we had smaller class sizes, and the Liberals refused to do it.
The NDP has also pledged to cut class sizes. Ontario PC leader Doug Ford made a campaign stop in Pickering to say his plan is to put money back into people's pockets.
We're also scrapping the license plate stickers that Stephen Del Duca loves so much and giving every Ontario driver their own money back, a total of $120 per year for the last 2 years.
He says the Liberals increased license sticker fees by nearly 25%. The Women in Carpentry 2.0 program has received almost $290,000 from the Ontario Skills Development Fund. Here's Ryan Drury.
The program was originally founded through a partnership between the Township of Huron-Kinloss, UBC Local 2222, VPI Employment Services, and Fanshawe College. A release states the Women in Carpentry program, quote, provides women with hands-on skills and certification needs for the job site with the goal of diversifying the employee base of the carpentry trade.
The second phase of the program begins in January of this year. For more on these and other stories, head to cknxnewstoday.ca. In sports, taking a look at the PGA Tour, Listowel's Corey Connors completing round one at the Wells Fargo Championship in Maryland. Connors finished the first round at 1 under, well back of a group of 5 in the lead at -5. Last year's champion Rory McIlroy and 6 other Canadians are also playing. The Jays are on the road. They start a 9-game road trip in Cleveland tonight. First pitch, 6:10 p.m. It's official. New Brunswick and Nova Scotia will host the 2023 World Junior Ice Hockey Championship. It will take place December 26, 2022 to January 5, 2023. First round NHL playoffs continue. The New York Rangers host Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh leads that series 1-0. Washington is in Florida, bringing a 1-0 series lead. Colorado hosts Nashville. Colorado's up 1-0. And Calgary is hosting Dallas, and Calgary has a 1-0 lead. And Mississauga's in Hamilton for game one of the second round of the OHL playoffs. A few clouds overnight, low near 8 degrees. Mainly sunny tomorrow, breezy with a high of 18. For tomorrow night, some clouds and a low of 7. Partly sunny Saturday, high 14. And on Sunday, sunshine, high of 15 degrees.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.